Broadcasting from the Morongo Casino Studios in Los Angeles, the Heidi and Frank Show. You can always call us 1-800-955-KLOS. You can also follow us on Twitter at Heidi and Frank and like us on Facebook, Heidi and Frank Show on Facebook. And now they gave us a text line, the Heidi and Frank text line. All you have to do is text HF and then your question or comment to 68683. Let's get Carlos Mencia in here. Friend of the show,
yeah.
Carlos Mencia. Good to see you, man.
Just adorable as ever.
How are you guys?
We're good.
We were just talking about being a parent and if you have to support everything your kid gets into.
But, well, now we do because we're of the generation that was made to watch that movie, Dead Poets Society, where we feel that guilt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, I want to be an actor. Oh, my God, he killed himself. I have to let him be whatever he wants. That's who we are, dude. I mean, come on. We have to. So I personally don't care because I accomplished goals in my personal life.
You don't have to live through your kid.
I don't live through my kid. I don't, like, you know, the other day he tried to blackmail me. He was like, I'll go to karate if you come and watch. I'm like, how about you don't go to karate then? I don't want to watch. Why do I want to watch you? Why do I want to watch you do fake beating up people? Like, I grew up in the projects, bro. You want, like, let's go backyard. I'll show you karate. I'll show you kung fu. What are you talking about? I don't care. I'm going to go play soccer. Then go. Why are you talking to me?
How many kids do you have?
I have one. He's 8. But I just, I didn't grow up like that. My dad never.
Yeah, supportive parents,
no,
please.
My parents have 18 kids, and they never even bought a minivan. That's where I come from.
And aren't you like 17th or 18th?
Yeah.
And, by the time you came along, you're like, I don't care.
No. Now, my mom would beat me before she would ask me to do something and then not do it and then beat me. She would just bypass all that. She would just smack me in the face and go, throw that trash. I'm like, aren't you supposed to tell me to throw the trash? Then I don't do it. Then you smack me. Then she'd smack me again and go, didn't I just tell you to throw the trash?
So are you using the same parenting skills?
No, you can't because parents. Dude, I want to punch my mom in the face so bad, dude. So, okay. Because when I was a kid, I got scars on my body, dude. She tried to stab me once. I got like a scar right here.
I can see it.
Yeah, you can see
your
that scar.
That's big.
Tried to stab me one time. I jumped back. You could tell. See, I jumped back.
You
can see the angle of the thing. So she took a big swing. I jumped back. That's my mom. My son, all right, spilled grape juice on white carpet, and he knows that there's just one room with white carpet.
Yeah.
He knows no liquids in there. I don't know what face I made when I saw it in the air. But I know I made a face like I was going to kill this kid because as soon as it hit and I looked at him and I was about to say something, my mom goes, use your words, don't hit him. I was like, oh, you bitch! Oh! And I'm looking at my son like, this is not who you think she is, bro.
No, she's like Stepford Granny.
Yeah, dude, it's so, oh, bro, man. She was a terror when I was growing up. Terror. For about a week. And all my friends knew that I wasn't Mexican, that I was born in Honduras, because everybody was Mexican. For about a week and a half, they called me the Mexican because my mom beat me with a belt that my dad bought in Mexico that said Mexico on it, that we were playing shirts and skins, and I took it off, and there was Mexico welted backward on my back.
That's how it all started.
So for a week, it was all Mexican. I was like, what are you talking about? Look at your bag.
Carlos Mencia hanging out with us. Your son obviously knows what you do and that you're a comedian.
He was there last night, dude.
Does he? Has he come to you with a joke yet and said, hey, Dad, I got a joke for you?
Yeah. But they're, you know. The only awesome thing about his jokes is that he writes them himself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know what I mean? He does a lot of pun stuff, you know, that sounds like, hey, Dad, you should do a joke because there's pirates and then there's a pilot. And then you could say he's a pilot of a pirate. And I'm like, wow, all right, that's creative. That's not bad. I mean, for an 8-year-old, that's pretty cool.
Of course.
How deep can you really get?
What are his interests? I mean, like, we were talking about the girl who's 9 years old.
She's 11.
She's into taxidermy. Is there something that
taxidermy, just see, she's a sociopath that's going to become a serial killer.
Thank you, Carlos. I'm like, if I was her mother, I don't know if I could support. You're passionate about it, little Tina.
No, kung fu's one thing, you know.
Yeah.
Picking up dead animals and putting them up in a shelf.
Stuffing them and, like, dressing them.
So your son's athletic?
Kind of. He doesn't have that fire in him to be, not that he's not a good athlete, but he doesn't have the mentality for it.
So he could be a cheerleader.
Probably.
Would be cool with that?
I don't care. Whatever. Dude, any of those, man. I joined the Glee Club when I was a kid. And I remember I was going to the 8th grade and the teacher Well, I was going into the seventh grade, and I had picked up that class. So when I showed up the first day, they were like, are you sure you want to be here? And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, you're the only guy, and there's 30 women. And I'm like, and you say that like it's a bad thing.
That's what I was saying with the cheerleader.
Did they twist your arm? I was like, no. But then, like, the next day, my parents sent me to Honduras. So, yeah. I was surrounded by perfection and beauty and all these girls, and I was the only one. And then my parents were like, you have to go live in Honduras and learn how to milk a cow. All right, thanks, guys.
Growing up with 18 brothers and sisters, did your parents have to apologize for you guys a lot?
To other people?
Yeah, like, because there's so many of you doing stuff. Like, okay, we're sorry, Carlos. You know, he didn't mean
that.
To do that
Mencia boy was down here.
Dude, first of all, when I was growing up, it wasn't like that. If you had kids, you could beat anybody in your neighborhood that had kids. As long as other people had kids to beat you,
that's right.
You can beat them. So, no, I remember one time we messed up the next door neighbors, like two doors over. We were playing football and we messed up her garden. And she beat me, then brought me to my house, knocked on my door. My mom opened it up, and she goes, Señora, I hid your son. And my mom looked it right in the face and went, Gracias, Doña Mela, gracias. And then she gave me that look like, when she leaves, God.
I'm going
to
stab you.
Somebody else had to spank you, which means I'm going to spank you.
Which means, I embarrassed my mom by playing football outside. I mean, we didn't intend. So she beat me. Then the lady beat me. Then my mom beat me. And then my mom had the audacity to be like, and just wait till your father comes home.
No.
Not a joke, dude. And when my dad came home.
Yeah. Even worse.
Yeah. The only difference was my dad only hit me once. It was hard, but it was once. My mom, she was little. She was 4'10". I didn't realize until now that she was so tiny. Why was I scared of her? But she would hit a lot.
She stabbed you, Carlos. I mean,
She did. That was only one time. She did all kinds of crazy stuff.
I think we grew up around the same time. I mean, I grew up in Indiana, we had a lot more freedom because it was like a farmland. And so, so if you were at somebody's house and they had the right to spank you, and if they spanked you, same thing. You got spanked at home. But now that I'm a father, different world we live in as far as spanking goes. And same for you. How do you discipline your boy?
But it's easy to discipline today. People say it's hard. For me, it's easy, dude. My son has so many electronic things that he loves. That's all I got to do. I literally will be like, hey, man, you got to do this. Dad, fine. You can't play Plants and Zombies. All right, what do I need to do? Where do I put it? Where does it go? What is it? No, you can't anymore. No, I'm sorry, Dad. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't even thinking right. Dude, he becomes this amazing human being when I take away his iPad. Amazing human being. That's the trick now. But we have stuff. See, when I think the only people that should beat their kids are people that don't have anything to buy their children.
There's no problem. I don't know what else to do here.
Right? Because
I can't take anything away. You have nothing.
You have nothing. That's right. How else do you discipline that kid? That kid, you got to smack around. But
back in the old days when we didn't have a lot of stuff, the only time that was that sort of parenting was right around Christmas time.
Right.
Like, you want Santa Claus to come? You want me to make a call? I will make a phone call.
Right.
And Santa will not come here.
But that lasted
Okay.
2 months? A month,
yeah, that's
maybe?
It. That's all you have, like that little window of time.
But she'd play it out, too. She'd like get the phone in the kitchen that had the 17-foot cord on it and go in the other room. Like, I'm talking to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And
you're
like,
oh, yeah.
And you're like, no, I'll be good.
Just hang up.
I'll be good.
I was just making sure you had the same number, Santa.
Yeah.
Next time. See, I'm telling him.
See, in my neighborhood, here's what my dad would do. My mom would try. God bless my mom. She would try to, like, do the leprechaun thing. And, you know, she would try to be American. And she would try to, like, put gifts from Santa. And then my dad would read a gift from Santa. And he would pick it up and open it. And see what it was, and then he would look at us and go, you know whose present this is? And he would find whoever. Hey, you, come here, Anna. This present, supposedly Santa bought it, but I work my ass off. And I want you to know that I paid for these. I paid for these. There's no fat white man coming to our zoo. Give us free things. Your mom's stupid. That's pendeja. Why are you lying to them? There's no Santa. Hey, everybody, I'm Santa Claus. And we were just like, shatter our dreams, bro.
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
Was there no tooth fairy either? You want me to get... I don't even have money to clean your teeth. You want me to give you money for a tooth fairy?
Carlos Mencia. You gotta go see him performing live at the Brea Improv tonight through Sunday. For tickets, go to brea.improv.com. Thank you so
Saturday
much.
Shows are sold out already, by the way. I think we're probably going to have a show because there's not that many tickets left. I told everybody last night that I was going to be on the show, and I was like, yeah, I don't want people to go, hey, let's go check out Carlos, and then it sold out. So we're probably going to add a 11:30 show on Saturday.
And that'll be on the website, brea.improv.com, if they do that.
Yeah, I'll call him up right now and tell him.
You'll tweet it out at Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, everything's at Carlos Mencia.
All right, thank you so much, Carlos. Come back anytime. Let's check traffic.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.